Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holy cow. Free at last, God Almighty, free at last. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday Podcast. Monday, it's our fun day, TGIM. M as in money. Why am I so jacked up? My kids are back in school. Oh, my God. I was tucking Paigey in last night, my nine-year-old, kissing her goodnight, and she says, Daddy, do you realize the last time we were in school was the day before Valentine's Day? I'm like, wow, it feels like dog years, like 25 years. But seriously, yeah, no, 10 days. Cold weather here in the Midwest. It's February. Gotta love it. And when it gets below zero, it was like 10 below, 15 below. Crazy. But I don't know, man. When I was a kid, I walked up and down the hill in my shoes with holes in them in this weather, 30 below zero, back and forth just to get to school. Some of that's true. Most of my stories are true. But hey, anyway, I'm recording in the studio. No kids around. Nothing going on. I love my kids, and I know you love your kids, but can we keep it real? It feels kind of good not to have to play cruise director for 7 to 10 days. Hey, Daddy, you play another game, Monopoly? Hey, Daddy, can we go outside? Yeah, sure, you can go outside for 15 minutes, and then you take all your clothes off. And now you're back. And, guys, the rule is got to go out for an hour. Okay. But it's cold out. I don't care. Just go out for an hour. Okay. All right. I'm done downloading my problems on you. It's the Motivational Podcast, the number one running motivational podcast on iTunes, 10 years and running. Let me talk to you about something. Can we keep it real today? We all die. We're all going to die. That's the beauty of life, man. That's the permanency of it. Is that a word? I think it is. Permanency. It's permanent. That gives you a deadline. The problem is you don't know when that deadline is. You know when you have a deadline, like your boss gives you work to do and say, hey, I need this back by next Tuesday. If I were to come up to you and say, hey, you're going to die next Tuesday, you'd make things a little more urgent, wouldn't you? You wouldn't spend time mindlessly on Facebook taking a selfie of you at a restaurant, right? Or doing something else that isn't, you know, it's neat. It's not, I'd put selfies out there. But you wouldn't spend your time doing that. You'd go build a movement. True or true? You'd get off your rusty duff and you'd go make it happen. And maybe not next Tuesday if I said, hey, your last breath you're going to take on August 15th of 2016. You got 18 months. Make it happen. You'd go crazy, you know? See, the key is not to try to live forever. None of us are ever going to be able to do that. The key is to try to build something that's going to last forever. You see the difference there? It's like we're in the most people don't even acknowledge the fact. You get behind the wheel of the car, you go to your stupid job, and you sit there with your cup of coffee or whatever you got, your gallon jug of water. By the way, it's 8 a.m. I had a gallon of water before 7:30 today. Why? Well, because the guy I hired to train me says you got to drink 2 gallons of water a day. One isn't good enough. You ever drink a gallon of, like, before I started working out, I'd say, a gallon of water? My God, why don't I just go in the ocean and open up my mouth and just leave it open? I mean, that seems like a lot of water, dude. And now I drank a gallon. I've had my 3 cups of coffee. I get up at 5 a.m. Angela and I have coffee talk, you know, where 100% of it's talking about Children's Hospital and bring our daughter home. By the way, we're weeks away. Praise God. I think we're weeks away from our baby Susan coming home after close to 7 months, it'll be, you know, in March. But we talk about her and the kids, and I really recommend, you know, if you're in a relationship, carve out time in the morning. If you got to get up an hour early or 2 hours early, whatever it is, have a cup of coffee and just hang out with your spouse or your significant other without anybody around and just talk, you know, just talk, because the rest of the day is going to be crazy. You know, things are going to get away from you. Everything goes nuts. And before you know it, you haven't had any quality conversation. And 8 at night, you're like, you might as well wring the water out of a towel. You're so tired to have any conversation. And if you don't have a significant other, but you have kids, spend that time with your kids in the car, drive them to school. Don't try to get to work every single day. Here's the crazy thing, man. People, like, go nuts on the road. I'm dodging, literally fearing for my life every morning I drive my kids to school. And I have for the past, God, I don't know, when did Madeline go to first grade? 2007? So that's 8 years I've been driving my kids to school. And I really don't miss a day of it. You know, here and there when I'm traveling, I do. But those are great conversations with your kids. Now, Madeline puts in headphones because she's 13 now, so she listens to music. Laura and I still have some good conversation. But even Madeline, we still talk. It's not like, you know, she has them in the whole time. But having great conversation in the morning. But I used to think, I can't drink a gallon of water before even 8 at night. Now I just chugged one. You know, you want to know how to drink a gallon of water, go buy a jug of it at your local grocery store and drink it. That's nuts, isn't it? Isn't that a really wild concept? But the beauty of it is once you have drank it or drunk it, whatever the operative verb is there, fill it up again. And then you just keep, that's how you know you have drank 1 gallon of water and you're going to feel amazing. It's a little health tip from the Everyday Saturday Guy. But we all want to live forever, and we know we're not going to, but we act as if we get in the car, we get the coffee, the water, whatever it is, we're on our way to a J-O-B, jump out of bed, journey of the broke, just over broke, and we think that's good enough. It isn't good enough, especially if you hate where you're going, which is 80% of the people in the United States. They don't like where they're going. Imagine how crazy that is. Hey, where are you going? I'm going to drive 30 minutes. I'm going to have some guy punch me in the face. What are you doing that for? I don't know. Seems like the right thing. They pay me for it. Oh, really? So some guy punches you in the face every single day for 8 hours, and as long as you get paid to do it, you're going to, that's what you like to do? Yeah. Yeah, why? I mean, everybody else is doing it. Oh, okay. That was me. That's basically what we're saying we're doing, right? I mean, I'm going to go. If you don't like violence, okay, if that's too much of a violent term for you, I can't. He's talking about violence on the Everyday Saturday podcast. I don't know what this guy's doing. Okay. I'm going to go drive 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, rush hour traffic, and I'm going to go eat shoe leather. I'm going to grind it up and eat it for 8 hours every day. Worn out shoes, 20 years old, older the better, smellier the better. That's what you're doing, man. And you hate it. But you're doing it because everybody else is doing it. That was me. 10 years ago, getting $100K salary. Great stuff, huh? The golden handcuffs. You know what the golden handcuffs are? Oh, they're awesome, man. You get the nice health plan, cafeteria plan, absolutely. Get the nice stock options. You get a car.
There's no substitute for the insurance that they pay for you as well as your gas is paid.
Wow, you're going to pay gas for my car so I can be a slave? What a great deal for you. All of that. You know, I know, man. I know what you're going through. If you're stuck in a job right now, you're not building a legacy for anybody except your employer. And look, if you think you're indispensable, I love Johnny Corporate. Johnny Corporate, this message is for you. You are as dispensable as New Coke, my friend, okay? You can be here today, gone tomorrow, and your company ain't going to miss a beat. These arrogant asses I used to work with. And I was one of them. I was one of them. Both hands in the air. They can't get rid of me. I'm the one that makes everything happen. I turn the lights on in the morning in the office, and I'm their first one there. And I turn the lights off in the evening, and I'm the last one there. And I'm the hardest worker. They will get rid of you in a New York minute. I mean, seriously, there's nothing you've done for a company. You know why? Because you don't own anything. They own it. You're making $100,000 a year. They'll get little Skippy with his hat on backwards right now, third-year poli-sci major at Miami University to replace you in 3 years. Why? Because they can pay him half. You're over 40. Let me tell you something. You're on the chopping block. Unless you're one of the 0.0001% of CEOs who can jump from job to job to job and take all their stock options with them and make a lot of money, they don't see their family, man. They don't see their family. What are you going to do, make memories or make money? Got to get more money. Got to get a promotion. Yeah, good luck with that. Let me tell you something. Back to the original concept of today's podcast. You're going to die. Newsflash, right? Here, Sam Crowley told me, you're going to die. I don't know when, but here's my challenge to you. Create a lasting legacy that's going to live way, way, way beyond your last breath. All right? Don't create another job for yourself. That sucks, man. That's for losers. Absolute flipping losers who just, they don't have the courage to build a movement. You got to build a movement. Did you check out the YouTube video I put out there this weekend? Go to youtube.com/everydayissaturday. The video would have been February 21st, 20th. I can't remember which day, a couple days ago. All right. It's the most recent one I put out there. It's a 5-minute video talking about the one more breath legacy now that I'm building. And I make no mistakes. I make a lot of mistakes. That's the other thing. Mistakes, failure, that's inevitable. Misery is optional. You want to, I can't afford to, you can't afford not to fail. Your biggest learnings are going to come, your aha moments are going to come from your failures. You know, my God, if you never fail, how are you ever going to learn? So mistakes are inevitable. Misery, that's optional, all right? But I talk about the one more breath movement. You know, this whole journey I've been on with baby Susan, we've got medical bills coming down the pike, which is awesome. I love it. Insurance might pay for all of it, some of it, none of it. I'm not the guy that's going to wait around for that, though. And I'm certainly not going to wallow in, oh, my God, we're going to get crushed by insurance. But I don't – she's going to be on a ventilator. Yeah, it's $42,000 a month. Bring it, baby. I'll figure it out. Insurance doesn't cover it. I'm launching now my Saturday specials where – regularly, I'm going to be highlighting a marketer with a product it sells for $500, $1,000, $2,000, and I'm going to give it to you for $97, maybe 90. Put it this way, 90% off its original value. Isn't that awesome? You win because you get an unbelievable product at a steal. The marketer wins because they now get you as a customer, and I win, and we win, because now I've got the money out ahead of all these crazy bills I'm sure that are coming, and to build the One More Breath Foundation to help people and babies who don't have a voice, people that are struggling every single day. That's how you create a movement. You don't ask for your problems to go away. You ask for you to grow bigger than your problems. Your problems ain't going away, man. You're going to get more of them. You want more problems? Make more money. That'll give you more problems because now you got employees to pay for and all these other things and equipment to buy and lease and all this stuff. Money doesn't make problems go away. You grow bigger than them. The great Jim Rohn says that. Thank you very much, Jim Rohn. I love Jim. Plug in all his content online. The late, great Jim Rohn. So the message for today, create a legacy. It's going to last way past your last day. And don't be a fool. Don't think you're going to live forever. Build something that will. Are you with me? Hey, make sure you follow me. It's coming up in just a few seconds here to remind you. Follow me on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Also, email me, sam@everydayissaturday.com, and let me know that you're listening to the show and what you want to hear, and we'll give you a little bit of Saturday love. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.